and ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Gentino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Ray Pollock?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Robert Piper? Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Rogelsberg?
Here.
I kindly ask Alderman Flanagan to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we begin our business this evening, I want to direct all of your attention through the closed blinds that the city flag here at City Hall will be flying at half staff all week in honor of one of our colleagues who served on the city council for 10 years back in the mid to late 70s through the early 80s. His name was Jerry Holliday. And Jerry Holliday passed away this past week. And I would like to read just a little bit about Mr. Holliday for those of you who did not have the pleasure of knowing him. Shortly after graduation, Mr. Holliday's father was transferred to Illinois and they settled in Geneva. This is way back in 1940. Jerry worked at Burgess Norton Manufacturing Company until 1942 when he then enlisted in the Navy. He worked at the Naval Recruiting Station in Chicago and Milwaukee, and in 1943, he applied for a commission in the Navy. In December of 43, he became an ensign and was assigned to duty at Mare Island Naval Yard in Vallejo, California, while stationed at Mare Island. While stationed at Mare Island, he met his wife, Rose, of 65 years, whom he married on May 21, 1944. Shortly after they were married, Jerry was scheduled to attend the Naval Supply Corporate School at Harvard University. On their way to Boston, they stopped here in Geneva to visit his parents. What a nice guy. He was stationed in Honolulu and Okinawa as a supply officer. He was honorably discharged in January of 1946. Jerry and Rose moved back to Geneva, where they built their first home. He returned to work at Burgess Norton, which he then retired from in June of 1984. Among many things that Mr. Holliday did, perhaps principal among them was donating his time and talent to such organizations as the Masonic Lodge, the American Legion, post 75. He was a member of the Boys Club, B-O-Y-S, which is almost like a secret society, isn't it? It's and I say this respectfully, the old timers with all the wisdom who get together and solve all the world's problems, usually over a cup of coffee or two. And of course, he served with distinction for 2.5 terms as the alderman from the 4th Ward. To his wife, Rose, to his children, to his grandchildren, and his great-granddaughter, we want them to know that the city of Geneva mourns his loss, and we share our respects with his family, and we think the simplest way to demonstrate that respect is to fly our flag at half-staff for the week. So if I could also ask for just a moment of silence, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
What a great citizen, man.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is neat. Involved with PTO, all sorts of stuff. And Mr. Radovich had the pleasure of serving as city attorney during his tenure on the council. So.
Good man. You're here.
Item 3A is consider the mayor's appointments and reappointments to city boards and commissions. All of you should have a fairly fulsome list. There are some outstanding appointments still to be made, but this list addresses quite a few of them. So I'd entertain a motion and a second that will take a voice vote.
Second.
Vogelsberg motions, Marks seconds. And we have some folks with us tonight. The not journalist in the second row. Do you want to say hello to everyone here so it'll determine how they vote?
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Come on up, Nicole.
Come on up.
Give us your name and address.
Okay. I'm Nicole Weber. I'm a sophomore at Geneva High School and I'm applying for SPAC.
And who are your mom and dad?
Gretchen and Ben Weber.
Okay, just want to say hi to them.
Nicole is an extraordinary softball player.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You played with Grace for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. And I think Ms. Vogelsberg wants to say something, too. She always wants to say something.
Thank you, I think. I just wanted to say for anybody who doesn't know Nicole, she really is a leader at Geneva High School. She's been Student of the Month for her leadership. She does student government every year, spring and fall. She is on the executive board of student council, and we're really lucky to have you, Nicole, so thank you.
Thank you.
Were you an alderman this year during the student government gig?
I was the city administrator.
Did you get the shadow of Mary, too, or no?
She shadowed me.
Oh, you shadowed Ms. Dawkins.
Yes.
Wow. Was it fun?
It's great.
Yeah?
Yes, lots of fun.
I can imagine. That's awesome. And we also have a gentleman here in the back who's row three, right? And I believe you're being appointed for city attorney, is that correct? No, I'm sorry. Planning Commission.
Yes.
Does everyone know Mr. Case? Fred Case?
Come on.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. Fred Case currently serves on the Zoning Board of Appeals, and he has been asked to leave, so we're going to put him on the Planning Commission. Mr. Case had applied for a post on the Planning Commission many years ago.
Several
years ago. Thanks for reminding me. And we put him proudly on the ZBA, which he's enjoyed immensely, and I contacted Mr. Case last week, and he still expressed an interest in the Planning Commission. So in a sense, you'll be succeeding Mr. Dantino. So be careful if you sit in that seat that Mr. Dantino sat in. You might be really demoted and join the city council someday. So.
Well, that spot could be next.
Can you imagine? Where exactly do you live?
It doesn't hurt to think, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Fred Case. I live at 3165 Husking Peg Lane. I'm in the Geneva, City of Geneva, Fisher Farm subdivision. And as the mayor said, I am currently serving on the Zoning Board of Appeals. And Mayor Burns asked me to serve on the Plan Commission, which I have graciously accepted his offer. And a little background, I'm a newbie as far as the city of Geneva. Only lived here 8 years. However, I find that the city itself is one of the best places to live in the area. I look at the city of Geneva as the city that sets itself to higher standards so that Batavia and St. Charles will know how things are really done. And
will last forever, by the way.
Yeah, so. I know. But anyway, to make it short, I would appreciate if I could favor you with my vote or your vote to be a member of the Plan Commission. It would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Case. And it should be known that when Mr. Case first moved to town, one of your first phone calls, you and I had a phone call shortly after you moved in.
Yes.
And you said, I want to get involved somehow.
Yes.
And I remember that was before caller ID because I wouldn't have picked up the phone. Again, a joke, Mr. Singer. That was a joke. This gentleman lives in your ward, so we're watching your vote closely.
Yeah.
Anyone else here looking to serve? Excellent. You have the list before you. There are several members who could not make it this evening. And again, it's not essential they do so, but...
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Excuse me. I understand you are still going to make some additional appointments in the future. The Tri-City Ambulance, one of the appointments. Has Paul Dakota served on that committee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and you'll notice that... Well, Mr. Piper is succeeding Ms. Vogelsberg on the Tri-Con board, and so.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
We have a motion by Vogelsberg and a second by Marks. The city attorney requires that I take a voice vote on this matter. A roll call. Mr. Clerk, could I trouble you to take a roll call on all those appointees being considered tonight?
Ron Singer?
Yes.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Congratulations, Nicole, Mr. Case. Your first paycheck will arrive shortly. Again,
the way you mind.
We've got a computer problem.
Apparently.
Thank you, guys. Very much. Item four, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight by any member of the city council? Yes, Mr. Brown?
I'd like to amend the agenda to add a closed session on collective bargaining matters between the city and public employees and their representatives.
There's a motion to amend as stated by Alderman Brown. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Singer.
Is that tonight?
No. Mr. Clerk, can you kindly take a roll call vote on the amendment?
Ron Singer?
Just on the amendment, folks.
Aye. Don Wilbersberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
And now, Mr. Clerk, kindly, or actually, forgive me, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So move.
Marks makes the motion.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Dantino. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Wilbersberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
Didn't we just do that?
No, you did the amendments to the agenda. Didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the omnibus, item 5.
It was amended.
Mr. Pollack?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to remove 11E, Edward G. George.
11E and 11G removed by Pollack. Is there a motion to approve the omnibus agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flanagan, seconded by Marks. Mr. Okay.
They're removed by operation by the request of the omnibus.
Not F.
Not F. So P and G.
Mr. Clerk, please take the roll on the omnibus agenda as amended.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Wilbersberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Folks, we jump down to item 10, municipal bills for payment, and please note that prior to a motion, the municipal bills for payment should read $533,931.37. Not that which is written on your, only a small $400,000 discrepancy, Mr. Treasurer. I'll entertain a motion based on that new figure.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as corrected.
Second.
As distributed and shown on our city website.
Brown makes the motion to pay the bills as corrected and displayed on our city website. Seconded by...
Is the city website now displaying the correct total and the correct bills?
They do not.
It will be tonight, effective at 10 o'clock. As soon as we pass this, we'll get it up there. If we pass it. Mr. Singer made the second?
Correct.
Mr. Radovich, do you want to add something or no?
No, I think Ms. Dawkins is going to make
the oh. No? All good? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Wilbersberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Item 11A, ladies and gentlemen, consider bid award with Edward Engineering Incorporated in the amount of $36,390 for combustion air ducting at Geneva Generation Facility.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Marks. This was unanimously supported at the committee of the whole meeting. Any questions or comments for Big Bad Buffington? Hearing none, seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Wilbersberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Excuse me, motion passes 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. Item 11B, consider resolution number 2009-24, adopting amendments to the personnel policy manual.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flanagan, seconded by Dantino. Again, this was supported unanimously at the committee meeting as well. Any questions from Ms. Dawkins? If not, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Buddy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 11C, consider resolution number 2009-26, authorizing the mayor to execute easement for Pepper Valley Units 2 and 3 for the underground cable replacement project.
So moved.
Second.
Singer motions and Flanagan seconds. The alderman from that ward.
Mm-hmm.
Questions or comments for Mr. Buffington? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Rick Pollack?
Aye.
Item 11E is to approve resolution 2009-23, authorizing the mayor to execute professional engineering services agreement with Wimpy Sharp & Associates in the amount not to exceed $6,000 for the abandonment of well number 7 located in the Fox Run subdivision due east of Route 25. This item was removed from the agenda by Mr. Pollack. Mr. Pollack, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor. Two questions, and I don't know who this should be addressed to. The first is, I see that this was not competitive, and I recognize that under the professional service agreement, we don't have to. That's not to say we can't. My question is, what is the total budgeted amount for the abandonment of the well?
To answer your first question, this was not competitively bid, as you said, because it is professional services and because Rempy Sharp has worked with the city in the past on its well system and abandoning wells in the past.
Staff felt comfortable in working with them because of those reasons, and we had budgeted $50,000 for the abandonment itself.
Thank you.
Anyone else on question item 11E?
Kevin, I'm sorry.
Anyone else on question?
Just to back up, Mary, this is just for the engineering services.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Item 11E, anyone else? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Maladra, seconded by Marks. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Item 11G is to approve resolution 2009-25, authorizing the mayor to execute agreement with Braniff Communications Incorporated in the amount of $3,244.50 for annual preventive maintenance for 6 outdoor warning sirens in the city of Geneva.
Second.
Brown motions and Vogelsberg seconds. This item was removed by Mr. Pollack as well. Mr. Pollack, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor. And again, it does not seem like it's a lot of money, $3,244 for 6 sirens, and I certainly agree that preventative maintenance on devices like this are well warranted. But again, it was something that was not competitively bid. Mary, is that because it was a professional service, or is that just because of the amount?
That is because this is the only company that services those sirens. I have some information. They've been really responsive. This is according to Bob Hudon. Just trying to... Yes, that this is the company apparently that installed, and this is the only company that has the ability, sole authorized maintenance contractor for Federal Signal Systems in Illinois. No other firm can bid on this contract. So it would just really be a futile exercise to go through bidding when no one else is allowed to bid for State of Illinois.
I certainly accept your explanation. I don't want to go along with this, but I will. So, thank you.
Welcome.
Anyone else on item 11G? We have a motion and a second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes. We're going to jump to new business real quick before we entertain a motion to adjourn to closed session. Any new business from any member of the audience? Nicole, are you just like riveted with excitement?
Sure.
Mr. Case, I can tell by just the way you're sitting, you're excited. Yes. Anyone in the audience? Anything at all? BJ and the Bear? Anything? No? Remember that show?
No.
You eating yourself.
Sorry. Remember the show Happy Days?
Yeah.
Mr. Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to...
It's over, Brenda. Hang in there.
Just to discuss a little more with Alderman Hill was speaking about regarding the leaf pickup. You know, anywhere you go throughout town, you're going to find leaves in the parkways. And people, let's face it, if they haven't bagged them now, they're not going to. Is there any way that we can run that machine through town, one final clean sweep, if you will, as a courtesy?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. But unless someone disagrees with me, but I mean...
No, I agree. And also, I think that reinforces the behavior that we want to curb.
Well, I don't disagree. No, Craig, I don't disagree.
Nice pun.
Very good.
No, I don't disagree with you, but it's just... It's just a blight to look
if
at.
If we run the machine and then follow behind it and give them tickets, that might work. Otherwise, you're just reinforcing, hey, rake the leaves into the street and the city will take care of it.
No matter how long it takes.
No matter how long it takes. I don't think that's the right message to send.
The city's policy is usually to give a warning first in something like this. It would seem to me that some kind of a nasty grant warning might effectively cure some of the problem.
We could have Sam Hill dress up and knock on the doors.
Some people may not realize that it's illegal to leave. I believe under the city ordinance, the resident is expected to keep the parkway
clear
in reasonable condition. I don't know how it's worded, but you're certainly expected to mow your parkway, etc., and I presume that could be interpreted to include not leaving garbage on the parkway. Mr. Attorney, how exactly is that worded? Do you remember?
Well, I don't think that's the applicable section that you want to refer to, because there's somewhat of a conflict in the law on that. But the applicable section is of obstructing the sewers, that leaves and grass that could affect the storm sewers. There is provisions for that. And I think Mr. Hill also had reference to obstructions or damage to streets. But really, clogging the storm sewers is more detrimental and creates infiltration issues. So I think that would be the thrust of any enforcement action.
Or warning.
Well, that's the degree of enforcement would be the warning first and then...
But even if people understand under the warning why it is they have to do it, maybe some fraction of them will respond.
Correct.
Given a reasonable explanation of why it's necessary.
Anyone else? If not, Mr. Brown, you offered the amendment to the agenda. Would you like to offer the motion to adjourn to closed session?
Move to a closed session.
Seconded.
Seconded by Mr. Singer.
Or
collective bargaining?
We're discussing collective negotiating matters between the public body and the employees and the representatives.
And that's friendly amendment is seconded by Mr. Singer. All in favor of adjourning to closed session, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? There's no action being taken following this brief closed session. We should return no later than Wednesday afternoon.